track 4, and we continue with the news stories. And there's a new foal expected at the sanctuary. The Mare and Foal Sanctuary will be welcoming a bundle of joy in September after discovering that a Welsh moorland pony it rescued before Christmas is pregnant. Nia was rescued with her foal Nettie from Merthyr Common in Wales last December. They were part of a herd of 69 semi-feral Welsh moorlands who were taken in a joint operation involving several animal welfare organisations after concerns were raised over resources, fighting and unmonitored breeding among the ponies. Staff estimate that Nia is likely to give birth in late summer or early autumn. Equines are pregnant for around 11 months, so we think Nia gave birth to Nettie and was mated again very soon after, says horse care team member Kaylee Bull. It's very unusual for births to take place at the Mare and Foal Sanctuary. Sally Burton said, "We have a strict non-breeding policy to reduce the number of unwanted horses. Rescued foals sometimes come in needing our specialist care, but only if a mare is in foal before being brought here will births happen at the sanctuary, and that's what's happened in this case," she explained. Nia is being regularly checked by the vet at the sanctuary's Beech Trees Veterinary and Welfare Assessment Centre in Newton Abbot as her pregnancy progresses. She'll be monitored around the clock as her due date gets closer. The sanctuary hopes the birth will be caught live on its webcam so supporters can see the event as it happens. "We want everyone to feel part of this special journey for Nia and understand a little more about equine care."
Childcare less accessible in Teignbridge. The number of childcare places within the reach of families in Teignbridge was below the national average, new figures show. Coram Family and Childcare Charity said the UK childcare system is in dire need of reform, as too many disadvantaged children cannot access it. Office for National Statistics figures show there were 20 childcare places accessible in Teignbridge for every 100 children under 7 in the area. This was below the national rate of 25 childcare places for every 100 kids in England. The figures refer to spatial accessibility, looking at a number of services people can reach near to where they live. Across the country, there was a significant disparity for the richest and poorest areas, as 9 out of 10 top 10 areas had above average gross disposable household income. In Teignbridge, the average gross disposable household income was £21,300, based on the most recent data, lower than the national average of £22,200. Linda Hodges, head of Coram Family and Childcare, said the ONS statistics present a worrying picture. She added, "A well-functioning childcare system is a key tool in tackling disadvantage." She said the charity's annual childcare survey found 45% of councils had enough childcare for the disadvantaged two-year-old entitlement, which offers certain families and children up to 15 hours a week of early years education. The survey also found just 6% of councils had enough childcare places for disabled children. The figures also showed the proportion of children living in relative poverty was generally higher in areas with lower levels of childcare access and lower in areas with higher levels of access. Ofsted, which collaborated on the research, said these figures rely on the assumptions that parents are more likely to use childcare that is closer to home, and there is generally a limit on how far parents will travel to reach a desired childcare provider.
Devon Women in Business Awards. Women from around Teignbridge and across Devon are being encouraged to enter the fourth Devon Women in Business Awards, which launched earlier this month. Nominations for a range of categories, from Apprentice of the Year to Inspirational Leader of the Year, are open until September the 12th. The awards ceremony will take place at Winslade Manor near Exeter on November the 9th. The DWIB Awards are free to enter, and self-entry as well as nominations for others are welcomed. The Devon Women in Business Awards has also joined forces with other awards schemes in Devon. All winners of the DWIB Awards will automatically go through to the finals of the West Country Women Country Awards 2025. These collaborations provide entrants with a seamless progression from local to county to regional awards, said the Devon Women in Business Awards.
This little headline is not closing. A clothes shop in Newton Abbot has no plans to close amid rumours to the contrary. New Look has said it has no plans to close its Newton Abbot store. This comes after rumours began to circulate that the retailer was to close within the next few months. But the fashion retailer confirmed it is going to remain in Market Square.
Library sale. A Teignbridge library has a book sale coming up. Newton Abbot's Library's book sale takes place from 9 a.m. till 3 p.m. on Saturday, June the 29th. There will be a large selection of nearly new books, everything from thrillers and crime to classics and children's books. All proceeds from the sale will go towards Libraries Unlimited, a charity which runs libraries across Devon.